Stephen, can you help me for a second? Please. So, this is Steve, and you're a sophomore, junior?
Sophomore.
At?
St. Thomas Academy.
And you graduated from?
Our Lady of Grace.
And your favorite priestess? Never mind. And did your mom and dad come home with anyone last night?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. Question. Your sister read the first reading. Do you remember what it was about?
Yes.
What was the disease they talked about?
Leprosy.
Leprosy. And if someone had leprosy, do you know anything about that disease?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you know?
You get sores all over your body.
And? Anything else? Like, is there a cure for it?
No.
In the olden days, there wasn't. Today, there is. Mm-hmm. So we have very few, if anyone, in the world with leprosy today. But back in the olden days, you had leprosy. If you had leprosy, what did that mean for your life?
You'd be isolated.
Isolated, yeah. So, hey, can your favorite little brother and sister come on up here? Is this your favorite brother? Never mind. Okay. So, if you had leprosy, what was the word they had to say? If you had leprosy, it begins with the letter U.
What was the word you had to say?
Yeah, you had to say, if you had leprosy, you saw someone, you would yell out, unclean, unclean. So we're going to pretend you have leprosy, okay?
Okay.
So you have leprosy, you need to say?
Unclean.
You got to say it loud, though.
Unclean.
And if you hear that means that your brother has leprosy. So what do? You go, ew, yuck, and you run over here. Because if you have leprosy and your brother's got leprosy, you don't want it, do you? Because you can tell he's got leprosy a couple different ways. One, you can see sores all over him, and like in terrible times, you might even lose an arm or something like that, and he would stink. Yep. And you wouldn't want to be near him. And so, as Stephen said, you'd be isolated. And so you'd yell, unclean. And so if I started walking towards you, you would yell,
unclean.
And I go, oh. And so we built a special place for you, right over there against the wall. Because we don't want to be near anyone with leprosy. I mean, how awful of a disease. Can you imagine it? If you had leprosy, you'd yell, unclean, unclean. I need to get away from everybody. And you go, that's my brother, but I can't be near him. Can you? Don't be so happy looking. And yeah, I am. But you go, he looks hungry. So you might throw him some food. You wouldn't give it to him because if you gave it to him, you might touch him and then you get the disease. So you might throw him some food and hopefully he'd catch it, probably roll in the dirt. And you know, it's before they had packaging and all that kind of stuff. And so he'd be skinny. He eventually would die alone. So what do you think the thing that your brother with leprosy most desires? Yeah, people love him, but in order to have people love him, what needs to happen? What does he have to get rid of?
He needs to get rid of his leprosy.
That's right. Perfect. This here for the Betts family. Yay! Oh, wait, except for you, Steve, except for you. So in the gospel, there's this person who's got leprosy, and he sees Jesus because he's yelled a few times, unclean, unclean, but he knows that Jesus could heal him, and so he asks Jesus a question. Will you heal me? And what does Jesus say? Of course I will heal you. Of course I will make you whole. And he makes him whole. What's the difference that makes now for the one who had leprosy? He's now able to rejoin the community. He's now able to be with his family, his favorite brother and sister and mom and dad. He's able to be with one another. Like, it makes all the difference in the world because the leprosy has left him. Of course I desire it. Be made clean. Thank you. You can tell your religion teacher you get 2 extra points. All right. So what is Ash Wednesday and Lent all about? It's about saying to God, this is my leprosy. This is my sin. Because what's the one thing that can isolate me from you is my sin. When I sin against you, that isolates us. When I live a life of sin, whatever that life might be, it isolates. Isolates me from God, from you, and even from myself, from my inner self. So the season of Lent is such a great season for you and for me to say to the Lord, to say to ourselves, this is where I am unclean. This is where I need God's healing grace. This is where I need to be restored and renewed. So take advantage of this season. Don't wait till the third week of Lent to discover what you're going to give up for Lent or what you're going to do for Lent in your prayer, your fasting, and almsgiving. Decide that now. Because what God desires is simply for you, for me, for all of us, to be whole, so that we can truly be holy. That's why I'm so excited for our prayer fair in just a couple weeks. And two Sundays from now, a prayer fair. So after Mass, we're all invited to go to a workshop, as you heard, which will be 20 minutes, not 21 minutes, so that all of us can go to various workshops, teens and adults, whomever. And the bulletin this week lists all kinds of cool workshops, who's doing it, where it's going to be at, very well organized. A workshop for everybody. In fact, last year, amongst the 700 and some people who attended one of the workshops, some came back after the next Mass to go to another one. Because what God desires, what I desire, isn't what we all truly desire, simply to be holy. Be men and women who love generously, who give of ourselves freely, who say to the person in front of us, welcome into my presence, and who says to us, welcome. The last thing anyone ever wants to say is unclean, unclean. The last thing anyone ever wants to hear someone say to you or to me is, get away, get away. God will never say that to you. God will always say, of course I will it. Be made clean. Welcome to my heart.